The book of Proverbs is just exactly what it says it is. It's a collection of sayings, proverbs, those things that we remember. Gives us contrast between righteous and unrighteous. And gives us statements of things that we should do and statements of things that we should not do. And this morning I'm going to just read one verse and try to give you some thoughts along that verse, and I think it sort of goes even with what we have been experiencing this morning, because I don't want to ever lose the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. I know I'll never lose Him personally, but I'm talking about the actions of the Holy Spirit through us and His ability to speak through us. And that certainly is important. In Proverbs 22 and verse number 28, just one verse, and really just the first few words, as a thought just on a topical message this morning that would give you some thoughts on, remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. We have just recently, and just a few weeks ago, we marked the 13th anniversary of the collapse and fall of the Twin Towers in our country. And certainly those things were landmarks in our nation. They were a big part of the skyline to the Manhattan area. And it's sort of like, probably if I was to ask all of you this morning, where were you when you heard the news? Everybody will remember where you were. It's almost like an old-fashioned flash bulb that goes off and captures a picture, and it's always in our mind. We have a lot of those flash pictures, I'm sure. The older we get, the more that we live, there are things that take place that we will remember the incident and remember the surroundings and things that were that just are there printed on our hearts. If I was to ask this morning, where were you when President Kennedy got shot? Those that are old enough, you'll be able to tell me probably all the details about that. I was sitting in a grade school classroom in Francis, Kentucky, about 50 miles from here, and we got the message, and I remember all the everything about the surroundings. I may not remember all the things that went on that day and all the details, but I remember where I was and remember the surroundings around me. I remember landing of the first man landing upon the moon, where I was, and I was just a young guy. I remember I was sitting in a restaurant. We was on vacation. I was in a little town called Reading, Ohio, sitting in a restaurant, and I can tell you all the details around where I was sitting. Now the restaurant's not there now, but it's pictured up here. It's a landmark in my thoughts, and so these things have created landmarks in our minds, and you have, I'm sure, personal things that have taken place in your life, maybe some tragic things, maybe some joyous things. And they're like that flashbulb that has captured that picture, and nothing can erase that. Well, that's sort of what a landmark is, or what it should be. And here Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, he says, remove not the ancient landmarks. And then he says, which thy fathers have set. There's a reason for them being there. The reason is has come about, and they've placed a landmark so that somebody might understand what has taken place. When they crossed the Jordan, they took stones and they placed a monument on the other side as a landmark to those that would come after. What mean these stones? And so here we find that Solomon says, remove not the ancient landmarks. I believe I can speak for all of us this morning that our hearts are saddened by the changing and the terrible actions of folks around the world. the changing attitudes of our country, the attitude that we really don't need the Lord, the attitude that we really can do our own thing. Well, we've done it and we're paying for it, and it's not too great. I remember well the late 50s, early 60s of all those things that took place and the results of some of the Supreme Court decisions that were made, and we have lived to reap now some of the fruit of those attitudes of that era. And as time goes on, we see those particular things, and as we pass off the scene, they'll just become history. All of a sudden, the flash is gone. We're not here, and so it's just an element of history. These events become history that can only be read about. We read about the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. It's not a flash to us. It's not a landmark to us. It's a history event to us. And as we go on, truly, this will be the same thing that comes about in this. These events chart our travels through our lifetime, and these are landmarks that will be read about. I'm sorry to say that our children, I do believe that our children will never know the America that we knew. We never had a problem with somebody going to try to kill us. We never had a problem with locking doors. We never had a problem with just walking in the woods, walking in neighborhoods. We didn't have a problem with that. It's changed today. And our attitudes are so, I guess, foreign to the Scripture. Our ways of life are so different. And today our country, I believe, is in a crisis. And it literally has not been created by those on the other side of the ocean. It is not a crisis that has come about because someone attacked us. I believe we are living in a crisis age because of us, of our attitude, of this country. And finally turning away from God. It's not the Afghanistan country. It's not the Iraqis. It's not the ISIS. It's not all those are results of sin. Those are results of a human nature that knows not God. But today our crisis is self-inflicted. Our problems sometimes are just simply because that we have rejected. As a nation, we have turned our back on God, so therefore we are in crisis mode financially. Everybody seems to be doing well, but the borrowed dollar will finally catch up to you. Everybody seems to think everything's okay and stock market's gone up, but it's not okay. And the problems are around us, and financially the crisis is almost catastrophic, and we had a little bit of problem a few years ago, and we've dug a monetary hole that I doubt we will ever get out of. And so we're in a problem, and we have difficulties, and the only way to get out of that is to go back to the landmark that God has given to us. Morally, our nation is bankrupt. Morally, we have no way out. Our nation is losing the very foundation, the moral fiber, and that is accepted, and now we accept everything. It's literally pushed upon us. And everything that we know is wrong and sinful. Isaiah said there'd be a time when they'd call good evil and evil good. I believe we're in that time. Because we're the ones that's called bad. We're the ones that's the troublemakers. We're the ones that believe God. We're the ones that are causing all the troubles. And those folks that we know are morally wrong and sinful in their life, the only reason that they're having a problem is because of us. Right is called wrong. Wrong is called right. So morally, we are bankrupt. Financially, we are bankrupt. Spiritually, we know we are bankrupt. We know that we have literally, spiritually, have gone down the tubes, and so many of the churches are nothing more than just a show. And so we're in a crisis era. And here we find, Solomon says, remove not the ancient landmarks. There's a reason for them to be there. And I believe our country needs some landmarks. We need something more than Twin Towers. We need something more than the one tower that has been erected in its place or in their place. We need some landmarks that are spiritual landmarks, some things that we can go back to for because of the Lord and because of what He's done for us in the past. You'll notice here it says it's ancient landmarks. And we'll touch on that in just a moment. Landmarks are for boundaries. Landmarks are for those areas that are important. They're reference. They're places of reference that things can be measured by. They're things that we bring into our own era and our own time, and they're things that are there to show us and to help us to continue to stay on the mark and continue to walk the path with the Lord Jesus Christ and to be a Christian according to what God says, not what the world says. You see, Hollywood, they tell us one thing, and they have all the lights, they have all the way of communicating. But God tells us there's other ways and other things, and certainly we are to follow the Lord. Sometimes you have a landmark on your property, you go by that. That's a place where you measure everything from that. The old timers, they would have a tree, or there'd be a stump, or there'd be a boulder, there'd be a rock, there'd be something there as a landmark that they could go by, knowing this is my property, this is mine. On the other side of that is somebody else's, and they use the same landmark to do that. But our text here tells us to remove not the ancient landmarks which thy fathers have set. Webster's dictionary says a landmark is a mark to designate the boundary of land, a mark or fixed object, as a marked tree, a stone, a ditch, a heap of stones, by which the limits of a farm or a town or other proportion of territory may be known and preserved. That's what a landmark is. It's in the land. And here we find that the Lord tells us that the landmarks are there for importance. They're there to guide us. They're there to direct us. It tells us here there's a command that says remove not. Now, I believe when the Lord says don't remove it, I believe we better leave it alone. When the Lord says remove not, that means leave it alone where it is and let it stand for what it stands for. Now, our homes should be a landmark in our area where we live. I believe our churches ought to be a landmark in our communities where we live. I believe people around our church ought to know, and I believe many people do know, where we stand on many issues in our area. And a lot of times they don't agree with where we stand. A lot of times they maybe ridicule where we are. And, oh, you go to Grace Baptist? And by that attitude, you know that they've already have a set idea of what they think Grace Baptist is all about. Oh, you pastor Grace Baptist? I've heard that. All of a sudden you feel like, whew, I'm untouchable. They don't want to talk to me. And I believe it's because of the landmark of our fundamentalist faith and where we stand according to the Word of God and what we believe about the Lord, what we believe about the home, what we believe about marriage, what we believe about life, what we believe about generally the things that God tells us that we are to live and to love. If these landmarks get moved or removed, it will be done by us. These are ancient landmarks, and so therefore, they are set there by somebody else. And if they're ever moved, it will be us that does the moving. If Grace Baptist Church in years to come would change from where we are to something totally different, it would be because the congregation moved that landmark of what we stand for. It would be that we would take the responsibility of moving some things. There's an antiquity to the landmark. It's an ancient landmark. It's a place when a landmark is something that's been set there in days gone by. And the writer here says it's an ancient landmark. It's not something new. Now, not everything new is bad, but I'll tell you what, you better hold on to some old things also. Need to hold on to some old ideas. And just because they're old doesn't mean they're bad. It seems like, and I think maybe I have said this, from the year 2000 on, anything before 2000 is bad and archaic and ungodly. Now we need a new realm and a new way and new things. And, well, we've come a long way. And I'm just afraid we've gone the wrong way, a long way the wrong way. And so the antiquity of the landmark is that it's ancient. We are to seek and to walk, the Bible says, in the old paths wherein is good. The old paths that God has given and laid out to us, and the message that God gives to us, it's an old message, and therefore it not archaic, it's just old. It hasn't lost its power, it hasn't lost its prestige. I love the landmarks that God has given us in His Word, the landmark of the church, the landmark of the home, the landmark of our personal separation from the world and serving the Lord. And these are things that we need to make sure that these are left for our children. It's not that it's going to do me any good as older we get. We've already got our settled mind. We've already got our hope. We've already got our knowledge. But there's some little ones coming behind us that needs to see the same landmarks that we have seen that guided us and guided the generation before us and the generation before them that might guide those that are coming after us. And I'm afraid we're losing ground every year. I'm afraid that every generation we're losing drastically in our power with God and the presence of the Lord. A landmark is a fixture. It's something you know right where it is. I can remember when my dad, we lived on a farm, and there were some things that they had to do. And I remember him telling some of the fellows that would work, go down there to that. And he'd point it out, and he'd tell them where it was. He said, there's a stone there, and there's a landmark. And you measure from that, because that's where it starts. And so here we find that God has told us, remove not. Now we're sliding far, far away from the ancient landmarks that God has given to us. Somebody said, well, don't you think anything can be improved? Don't you think anything can be modernized? Sure. I mean, we're a lot modern than we were 100 years ago. We got lights, we got electricity. Those things have been good for us. But I'll tell you what, when it comes down to the message of God's Word, it comes down to the message that the Lord has left us in the Scripture, we better not move from that. Because it's a landmark. And here He tells us, don't move it, don't remove it, don't change it. And if it is changed, it is us that does it and not those that set it there. He says, remove not the ancient landmark which the fathers have set. I'm glad, praise the Lord, for old time, Bible believing, Bible preaching fathers. I praise the Lord for some of those that have been before us. They believed the Word of God. They stood upon the Word of God. Didn't matter what anybody thought. Didn't matter what anybody said. They just were going to stay true to the stuff and preach the gospel. I'm glad for some old-time preachers that I've known in my life. And they did a great job preaching. And they may not have had the education. They may not have had the way to articulate the words. But they were in tune with God. And God blessed them. I told somebody some time ago, I said, it's a strange thing that some of our fathers maybe couldn't read or write, but they knew how to get a hold of God. My dad went through probably the fifth or sixth grade, but he knew how to get a hold of the Lord. And so, these are things that are important to us. The setters of the landmark are the fathers. These that have come from spiritual forefathers that love God, love God's Word, love God's church, and love God's people. Now we're seeing it just become dim. We're seeing it go away. And He says here that our fathers have set those things. When they set them as permanent fixtures. That's what a landmark is. It's to be a permanent fixture. It marks the land. It marks the place. This morning, we have some landmarks in our lives. We have some landmarks in our church, we have some landmarks in our families. We have some things that will point the way in these concerning the Lord. The Bible says the landmarks were given by God. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14 says, "Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old time have set." Just leave them alone. They're given, it says, "in thy inheritance, which thou hast shalt inherit in the land of the Lord." Now I understand that's a Jewish statement, that's a Jewish law, that's a Jewish promise. You know, I'll tell you what, we can bring it over to now. I'm glad that we can have some things that we're going to inherit in the land of the Lord. Here the Lord told them, Moses was telling them, don't remove your neighbor's landmark, which had been set. It's your inheritance. It's where you are. It's the land that God gives you. And they're fighting and fuming for generation after generation over a little parcel of land that if you didn't know where it was, you wouldn't even find it on a map called Israel. I'll tell you what, if you look at the landmark that God puts in the Old Testament, they're nowhere near the property that God says is yours. They're going to expand. All the God haters and the haters of Israel said, we're going to push you into the sea. Well, the only thing wrong with that is that God's going to take care of them. God's going to supply the need, and God's going to give them victory. Those that say, we're going to drive you out. We're going to destroy you. We're not going to be happy till every Jew is dead. That started a long time ago. And they have survived, and much of what we have of, as modern conveniences has come from the Jewish nation. Very few people know that, but very, very many things that we enjoy today has come because of the work of many, many Jewish people. These landmarks that God has given, He said, they're there of old time, and they have set for thy inheritance in the land of the Lord. This is your land. This is where it's going to be. If you look on a map sometime, you'll find, if you'll take the landmark that God gives, the boundaries that God gives in the Old Testament, you'll find that Israel is going to expand their land. There are going to be a lot more. All the nations around them that say, we own you. No, they own them. So the landmark, the Lord curses those that remove it. Deuteronomy 27, verse 7, He says, cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark. That's pretty straight. Cursed is that one that removes the neighbor's landmark or cheats your neighbor, changes the boundaries, changes the standard, changes the way. In Proverbs 23, verse 10, remove not the old landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. Job chapter 24, verse 2, some remove the landmarks, they violently take away flocks and feed thereof. They do it just for a motive to steal and to destroy. And I believe there are some churches, I believe there are some quote-unquote spiritual leaders of our I use the word very loosely, Christianity, that are on purpose moving some landmarks. And I'll tell you what, there is nothing in comparison to Christianity in Islam. And so if you hear this thing of Chrislam, you just throw her out because it's a lie right straight out of hell. I don't care how many people he pastors, I don't care how many books, 40 days of purpose, whatever it is. I don't care how much he does and how much he says. He's a false witness. I can't think of his name or I'd call it. Because that doesn't bother me. But he's bridging the gap between Christianity, so-called, and Islam. I'm calling it Chrislam. Sounds good, but it's a landmark that's being moved or done away with, and it's not ancient. We are Christians. We believe in one God, and His name is Jehovah. He had one Son. His name is Jesus. And there's no similarities. The longer we hold on to the old paths or the ancient landmarks, the farther we get away from the rapidly advancing of the world away from God. And all of a sudden we become the stick in the mud. All of a sudden we become the narrow-minded. All of a sudden we become the bigots. All of a sudden we become the fundamentalist. Guilty. And so we need to to show forth. We need to maintain those things that God has given us. All our theology. The word theology just means study of God, theos. Our belief about God, our theology, what we believe, it's going to be less and less acceptable to this world. It's going to be less accepted by family. It's going to be less accepted by friends. It's going to be less accepted by anybody you come in contact with, because the world has a mindset of the way they're going. And they don't like the landmark where we stand. They don't agree with where we are. And the farther we get from the world, and the more rapidly the world moves away from God, the more of an oddity and a threat we become. We will become more persecuted for an unbending faith. I read yesterday that someone said we may have to suffer, Christians may have to suffer, even go to prison for our faith. It's either that or compromise. I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. I don't know what tomorrow may bring, but I know He'll bring me through tomorrow. I don't have any idea what the future is for me or you or this church or our country. I have no idea what that is, but I do know one thing, that I've read the end of the book and we're on the winning side. And we will have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. The world will hate us because we're Christians. They just despise the name of Christ. The world will destroy us because what we believe. We believe in the ancient, old-fashioned ways. It doesn't bother me to say old-fashioned. It's a landmark. Old-fashioned means we just believe the book as it is, as it's written to men, sinners in the sight of God. If we move or remove the ancient landmarks, we will just simply get used to the dark. I don't want to get used to the dark. I want it to disturb me. Sometimes I turn the news off because I just get really angry. It really upset. How can people be so stupid? How can people be so blinded? And then the Scripture says and tells us they're blinded by the God of this world. And the God of this world is not our God. He's the devil. So this morning, we are commanded to not remove, not change. I'm glad that we can come together in a house like this, in a building like this, and can rejoice with each other in our songs. And then when the Lord speaks to our heart, then we can have a testimony time as we did this morning, because that's a landmark. And as Stephen said earlier, I'm just glad I can experience this. There's a lot of people who've never experienced anything spiritual from the Lord in the house of God. They have no idea what Holy Ghost feeling is. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with Holy Ghost feeling. Because if it's Holy Ghost feeling, it'd be right. Actions will be right. Words will be right. All those things will be correct. And so it's the Holy Spirit that comes And that's one of the great landmarks of the church of Jesus Christ, that He has engulfed us. He has overflooded us. On the day of Pentecost, I believe the Holy Spirit of God came down and literally immersed that group of people and sent them forth, thrust them forth into the mission field of the world to preach the gospel. Jesus said, "You wait, tarry here till you're endued with power." And that power came that day. And then they went and preached the gospel. And we're still preaching the gospel. Still have the message. Here in chapter 22 and chapter 23, two times, Solomon says, "Remove not." One says the ancient landmark. In verse 10 of the next chapter, chapter 23, "Remove not the old landmark." Same thing. So I believe it's important that we stay where we are. I believe it's important that we believe what we know the Scripture teaches us, and not to turn, not to change, not to give in. And boy, I'll tell you what, the pressure is there to give in. when you see the whole world seemingly, literally crumbling before our eyes, it's easy to say, what's the use? But I'll tell you what the use is. Because we have a generation coming behind us that needs to know what we know. They need to experience God like we've experienced the Lord. They need to know what salvation is, clear cut according to the Word of God. And so therefore, don't tamper with it. Don't change it. Psalm number 78, one of the great chapters of the book of Psalms, tells us that we're to tell our children, our children's children, that they may tell their children. That's three or four generations right there in two or three verses. That's why we do what we do. So that our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren can know God, to serve Him. Sometimes the struggle comes and temptation comes. Well, I guess it'd be all right. I'll change this and I'll do this. And it won't. I can move it just a little bit. Well, the next time it's a little easier to move it again. And the next time it's real easy to move it. And before long, you can just pick it up and move it where you want to. Say it's okay. Don't do that. Live for the Lord. Serve God. Stay true to Him. Honor Him in all the days of your life. And He'll honor us all the days of our life. Let's stand together this morning.